Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're back for our first episode for 2024.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, peas.
Hello, peas.
We're back. We're just easing our way.
We in. Are. We are.
I was going to say with a bit of WD-40, just sort of lubricating our way into the year, but it might
sound. I have had a stiff back.
You have had a stiff back. If only you could put WD-40.
If only I could put WD-40 on that L6, whatever it is.
I know.
It's given me so much grief.
With my knee. Just
yeah.
And just walk off.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll ask the osteo.
Yeah, I'm sure. There's probably...
I've been putting some like physio cream in, but yeah some WD-40.
Maybe there's a like a alternative therapy.
Oh, gosh, I'm sure there is. My goodness. So 2024 has no ring to it like 2020p.
I know.
It's very disappointing. It's boring. We had such a great year.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, anyway. It rhymes with door.
Yeah,
but
that's it.
Nothing.
So anyway, we're back. We finished up sort of early December. We've had lots of time off. We had lots of people at home.
And we've done nothing. So for those of you who, you know, love Chat 10 Looks 3 or Mamma Mia Out Loud and they come back with all their great stories, go listen to them.
Yeah, I can hands down tell you I've done nothing. I've gone nowhere and I've just really survived it. So in P Land, I just want you to know you're safe to listen to us because there's no bragging about holidays or movies.
Oh, I did go to Adelaide for five days.
You did.
I did.
Great.
I did go to Adelaide, a road trip, and I loved it,
Peas.
It was lovely. Yes. But yes, don't worry. We haven't got 7 books that we've read so far this year.
No.
One of my daughter's scholarships, she's like, I'm going to read a book a week. I'm like, okay, do it. I don't think that sounded as encouraging as it should.
Do it then if you have to and you've got time and
you can lie
around. I actually did read a couple of books, but that I will not brag about that.
Someone sent us a book. I think her name is Megan Washington, and it's called We'll Never Talk of This Again. And it won the young – so it's, I think it's for 15-year-olds or 14-year-olds. Anyway, I've started reading it. I really like it. And it's because it's just – I can understand it.
Yes, great.
And I'm like, you know what?
It's easy.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, so I'm really enjoying it. And then I went to try and find her on – Instagram or something to say, I like the book, I'm going to tag you, but I couldn't find you. So if you're still listening, message us.
Thank
you. Because I really like the book and I like that it's signed.
Tim from Thailand finished his book too, and I do have them. And apologies, Tim, I haven't given it to Kate.
Well, we haven't been able to catch up.
We haven't. So I will definitely get that to Kate too.
Yes, we'll have a look at Tim from Thailand. Yeah. And actually, my cousin Amy, who lives in Coffs Harbour, released her own cookbook called Gather. And it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. It's healthy recipes for you and your people.
Oh.
And it's probably just for me, not my people, but... It's just beautiful and I'm proud of her. So
that's, tell the world.
That's our summer happening.
Yes.
Yeah. And for those of you in Queensland, how are you going with this horrendous rain?
Yeah.
I know my mum's best friend lives there and she's just like, it's like 90% humidity. Yeah, right. It's 35 degrees. It's mold.
Raining, I can smell the mold from here.
Raining. Yep. And we have had, it's been a pathetic summer.
Yeah.
But quite nice.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm quite happy with mild. I just like a day where you can dry the washing.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all I ask.
We've had a couple of those a week.
Yeah, I know. And so that makes my life so happy.
Yes. Which is so happy.
Boring. But if I can wash it in the morning and it's snap dry by even 1 o'clock, Mandy's pumping with joy.
There are no words. There
so much washing.
And I've got a friend, Kim, and we message each other because she lives in New Guinea over Signal, which is like Snapchat. But anyway, and we often talk about, I made this for dinner and I got the washing done and I'm like, this is so pathetic, but it's
But it's actually the big part of our
days. It's a huge part of our lives.
It is.
If those sheets can dry on the line.
Oh.
Woohoo! Anyway. welcome back.
Gee, the content's really improved.
So what we're going to do for the next 2 weeks is listen to your messages. Some of you sent us these messages at the end of last year, but we'd already finished recording.
Yeah, so we're going to play them.
So there might be some best of 2023s or worst of 2023s. We're going to play them. And then
so these are going to be like snap peas, but they're going to come out on Thursdays just till we get our mojo with all our guests.
Back.
Yeah. Now, I have put in the Hangout a call out for if you would like to be on the episodes. We've nearly made it to 5 years.
Yes.
I've been able to source people. I'm grateful for everybody who's been on and given their time and their stories. But I thought, well, let's see if there's people on there, out there that are listening that would like, if you could email me at mandyhose1@gmail.com if you'd like to come on.
Yep.
Right? Awesome. Now, not everyone can come on, of course.
No.
So there's all sorts of, like, we've got to check that we don't have 5 episodes of people.
Yes, the same or.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, there's, and sometimes we have the odd one that we record that it's too vulnerable to go out. So there's all sorts of things.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
As long as you have gentleness for us, we have gentleness for you.
That's right, exactly. So, if you've got something that you think the P world would like to listen or be interested in or you want to share your story, we would love to.
Yeah. Beautiful Dean, who's in the Hangout.
Yes.
He, he sent us an email. This might be something that you're interested in.
Exactly.
He does the radio show. Yeah. So I'm like,
and we've had people do that all the way through. So we're super grateful to you.
Yeah, you're all awesome.
Yeah, you are. Mm. And everyone's got a story. So. Yeah. We're recording on Wednesdays this year. We've moved it around a little bit.
We've changed
our days. We used to be Wednesdays, I think, in the beginning.
We were.
Yeah.
And then we went to Thursdays.
Yeah. So it doesn't really matter to you.
I think Buzz and Woody had stuff on.
Yeah, that's right. And we're always moving to suit the family, so.
Yeah, not the parents.
So your boys started year 12?
They did start year 12.
Massive,
so,
Kate.
Yes, I'm going to talk about it in my cry.
Okay.
Laugh.
We'll leave
but
it.
Yes, we did. And to everybody whose kids have started back.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird time because you see all the photos on Facebook, which I love them.
Yeah.
But there are mixed feelings about them, right? And nobody knows this more than the P families.
That's right. We've all have our individual stings.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah.
There's an individual sting that I have. There's individual stings that other people have.
And so, some people don't have any about
back to school.
And
I'm sure I sting people.
Oh, of course. We all sting people.
Right?
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is...
We're all someone's rectum.
We're all someone's rectum.
Yeah.
We really, really are. So
yeah.
Anyway, yes, school is back. Hopefully your pea shoots have had the best possible start.
Oh, we have had some moments, I tell you.
Yeah, so... anyway, you know what?
We're proud of our families.
We're very proud and...
All the more proud on the day they go out somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
It's obviously my twins have finished year 12, so there's been a big change.
Huge change.
And I'll talk about that in my cry too.
And isn't it weird when, I mean, I have had three children finish school.
Yes.
When everyone's getting ready for back to school and they're lying on the couch.
Yes.
And you're like, what? Because uni doesn't start or whatever they're doing.
That's right.
Sometimes people who do trades, they're right into it.
Yep.
But people who do like maybe even an adult work program or whatever, they wait. They have Christmas off and then you're like, oh.
Well, Molly's been quite funny about that, not going back to Officeworks and getting all her things. So I actually, for the program she was going to start, I said, let's go and get a new this and a new lunchbox. Yeah. And so she felt like she had her moment again. I think she was really attached to getting that piece of paper every year. Yeah. Her school would send it in January and then we'd go and buy the stuff.
Look, it's quite a lovely tradition. Yeah. I haven't really had it with the boys as much because they don't give a shit about stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the girls cares about stuff like that.
Oh, pencil cases. We should have this pen or this pen.
Or,
that's right.
You know, which one's really cheaper? Missed that.
Yeah. And she was jealous of her little sister doing it.
Yeah.
So,
if someone said to me, here's a list of all this stationery, you come with me to Officeworks and I'll buy it for you, that would be one of the greatest days of my life. So I back her.
I'm going to do that in May for your birthday.
Please.
Present sorted.
I love stationery.
I know. I do too, actually. So I get it.
I think fair enough.
Yeah. She was – it's been a weird thing.
Weird. It's weird.
Very weird. Because I've never finished school before with children. So and to two of them at once and just go to having one at school.
Mm.
You know, and that was the thing. I didn't even order her books. I don't think I ordered her maths textbook. I said, do you have the maths? She goes, I don't know. So actually this morning I thought, I don't think I got the book. Oh my God,
I missed two books as well. I've been doing this for like 25 years.
I know.
And I was so relaxed. I didn't have to do it.
Because I was like, it's one kid. and I even stuffed that up.
Look, we've had a lot
off
of
I go.
Late Campion book entries in our house.
Yeah,
so
of course you have.
I usually get it. I order it, right?
Yeah, when it comes out.
Yeah, but I miss stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, well, that's what I've done.
Attention to detail, that's not my middle name.
Yeah, same.
But they have 90% of what they need.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which is better than nothing.
Yeah. Fine.
She got the uniform. Got the uniform.
What I was happy about was just year eight. Who cares?
Yes, it doesn't care. No pressure.
Last year seven and year 12, I felt like it was this pressure cooker of I have to be a good mum.
And people going, how are they going? How are they going?
All the time. And now no one cares. No one cares. Less. Nah. And I'm so happy.
Year eight is a nothing year. Sorry.
So have you got undies?
Yeah,
have
that's right.
You got socks?
Okay, see ya.
Anyway,
we're going to listen to your messages.
I'm sure you've missed our going on and on.
Amazing banter.
As I got dressed today, I thought I've gone back to the wired bras for summer.
It is.
Yes.
I thought
the peas would love to hear that.
Yeah. And then I was like, they're good, but they are a bit sweaty.
Yeah. Comfy.
So,
winter, I'm back to the wire, but summer, I need shape.
And the dresses are a bit more low.
Yes, of course.
You know, she's got the plunging neckline here today.
That's right, you know, those babies. Okay, let's hear from the first P for 2024.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. I wanted to send through my Make a Difference for 2024.
Oh, thank you.
And my Make a Difference has been you two.
Oh.
My kindy twins started this year. And it's been a transition for all of us.
Yeah.
And I wanted to thank you for giving me the words to advocate for inclusion of community in our school.
Wow.
There were some ups and downs through the year, and I was able to speak to the teacher and the principal and really be able to put into words what my heart was telling me.
Oh, good on you.
And I also just wanted to share a nice story with you.
Yes.
I've just come back from our presentation day, the dreaded awards, but our principal started his presentation and I wrote it down and I wanted to share it with everyone.
Thanks.
He said, today is not about academic achievement.
Mm.
Today is not about perfect attendance. Oh. Today is about having a go.
Oh,
and I'm so pleased to say that the awards that were presented, of course, there was a couple of academic ones thrown in there, but it was mostly about citizenship, sportsmanship, having
principle.
A go, most improved, really the values that we want to see in our kids.
Aww.
Thank you.
Awesome. Aww. That sounds great.
Yeah, amazing. It was.
See, schools can change.
Schools can change. It doesn't all have to be about that.
Yes.
Anyway, you know what we think of awards.
I was that person last year because one of my girls got lots of awards and it was like.
Yeah, but I have my thing with year 12 and I could be please send me your messages, whether you agree or disagree, because I'm really open to this, is that that is the year that academic achievement actually comes into its own.
Yeah.
So if you're in grade four and you're doing better on a spelling test, I just don't think that's the time.
Yeah.
Year 12, the kids that work hard.
She did.
And get those results. And I know I've got Buzz and Woody going into year 12. They're not going to – it's a different journey for them. I'm not going to talk about that. But I know for scholarship, yes, she is smart. And that's why we call her scholarship and we've had lots of jokes about it. But that kid, when she did year 12, did like 40 trial exams for every subject.
Right, exactly.
And studied – except for Friday night. She got that mark because she was born with a brain that could do it.
That's right.
And I 100% acknowledge that. But I was proud of those results.
I was proud of it.
Because she could have done mediocre like her mother would have.
Yep, definitely.
And just gone through.
And I just always thought about all the reasons why she could have not.
Yes.
In our home.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. But it was confronting to be that person. When I have a podcast talking about...
I know. Yeah. But I think...
Not confronting, but it was just a funny feeling.
It is a funny feeling, but it's... For me, year 12 is different, and maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I think there still needs to be awards based on, you know, I don't know, you've been an amazing person at the school, but you're going for your 8-8er.
Yeah,
like
that's
you're actually,
right.
you know, I mean, it's shit. I hate the whole system. Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if it works for you, anyway, and you can still be proud.
Yes, yes.
You know?
I'm proud.
I'm not proud of kids that get awards. I just think that they're overdone.
Yeah, and there's a time and a place.
There really is.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, that principle sounds lovely.
He really
does.
And thank you for that beautiful message. And for all of you who are starting the new year advocating like a mother.
And you have been probably all through the holidays and you're doing it all of term four.
I mean, it's the first thing I did on the first day of school.
Yep.
So I totally get it. I've been doing it for a long time. We see you.
Yeah.
Because, and it's you're not alone.
No.
There is someone else in your classroom doing it.
Yep.
And we've done it.
Yeah.
And people will do it after you. And it's okay to be brave. And
yeah.
We think you're awesome.
I think it's a shock when it's the first time,
it's a
though,
shock.
Isn't it? And then that looming, I've got 13 years to do this. I remember thinking, this is a marathon. This is not a sprint.
Yep.
That's why I've always been, whether it's my personality or not, I haven't been a gung-ho person. Because you've got to make this last for a long time.
A long time.
For their life.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel like, oh, I've given up a little bit, I've dropped the ball a little
bit,
good.
Yep, that's okay.
That's okay, right?
Yeah, really, really.
It really, really, really is.
Really, really is. I had a few messages from people saying, coming back into 2024, that they didn't do therapy over summer.
Yep, great,
I'm like, good. Yep, that's it. Awesome.
Have a big
awesome.
Rest.
Yeah.
I know no therapists want to hear that, but.
I don't know. Number one daughter says it's really beneficial.
Yeah, it's good, of course.
So, yeah.
Yeah, you can have a rest.
Yeah, have a rest or do fun therapies. And she's really good to talk to about it because she's like, for some children, it's actually super important to stay with.
Of course.
And
and the, for the family, the structure of things to do. Yeah,
yeah.
Of
and
course.
She's like, but the amazing thing is she was saying for the kids that had a break that worked for them, when she went back and saw them for the first time, she was like, oh, I just didn't realize how tired they were at the end of the year to see them at the start of the year. And she's like, it's the best. They show you all their Christmas presents.
Yes,
and you just have all the stuff to talk about because you've had a break, you know, from each other. So,
yes, definitely.
And that's why we should get a month off from our children. And then we can...
Hi.
Hi, how was Christmas? Show me what you got.
How was Christmas? What food did you eat?
Oh, what did Santa bring you? Great!
Imagine.
Sorry.
No,
it's got a bit
distracted teasing. There. Just teasing.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Michelle here.
Hi, Michelle.
I just listened to your latest podcast and I heard myself on there and I just realised I forgot to say my name.
Oh.
But I was talking about the school. So I just wanted to say thank you. For playing my speak pipe.
Of course. Thank you
for your kind words. And I also forgot to wish you a beautiful Christmas with your beautiful families and a happy new year. And I'm really looking forward to listening more in the future or next year in 2024 and being part of this wonderful community. So thank you again. You're the best. I'll be in touch in the new year. Bye.
Thank you, Michelle.
Listen, you were on our last episode, baby.
And you're on our first.
We've bookended with you, Michelle.
Thank you.
You don't have to say your names. It's fine.
No,
sometimes
that's okay.
It says it in the subtitle.
Yes,
sometimes it's,
it doesn't.
Yeah, I would not think of saying it either. I'd just be like, I'm going to send a message.
Yeah, they're my friends anyway. So
why would I? Yeah.
Don't they know
who
my
I am?
Voice by now? since I sent them a message. That's how I feel with Mary and Blake.
Yeah.
Well, they say every time. I have to say, hi, I'm Mandy from Melbourne, like, Australia. Mandy! Oh, I love them.
Hello, peas. It is Kristen, the overprivileged pea, here again. Just calling in response to the lady who said fuck to Centrelink and got straight through to an operator.
Yes.
It's totally a thing. I actually thought everybody knew that. Every time I get a recorded message, I try calling it a dickhead or telling it to fuck off.
Yeah, I've done that before too.
And often it works. You get straight through to an operator. So there you go. That's a hot tip from me.
Great.
Merry Christmas to you both and to all the peas out there. Hope the ADHP families managed to cope through the wild craziness of Christmas okay.
Yes.
And we'll all see you on the other side. Lots of love. Bye.
Oh, thanks, we got Kristen. Through. We got through.
We got through. We're here.
Day at a time.
Yep, day
there
at
was
a time.
Some day at a time
15
days.
Minutes at a time.
Yep, there yep, really was.
There really, really was. And I love over-privileged Pete.
Come and tell us your over-privileged
It's Peter great.
Any time.
Yep, yep, yep.
Thank
the holidays
you.
In Whistler are fine by us.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. This is P-Dad Steve.
Hi.
I know I'm not your usual demographic.
Please.
And it's probably just me and Gary, but no, I just wanted to call and say hi. I really love the podcast and have been listening to you guys for quite a few years.
Oh, thank you, Steve.
What I'm really calling for is just to say it's been really great to get to know Molly and her classmates over the last couple of months.
Oh.
My work has been hosting them for their work experience.
Oh, yes.
And they're such an amazing group of kids, so we've really enjoyed having them.
Goosebumps.
We're really going to miss them, though, and hopefully some of them will be back next year.
Yes.
Good luck to both of you with your 18-year-olds and
Thank
what life
you.
Brings for them now that school's finished. Good luck.
Thank you.
Ooh, I hope that last good luck didn't come across as badly as what I think it did in my head. You guys are the best.
That's
actually,
our first remorse.
That is.
Snap pea remorse.
Oh, yes. Look, I felt it, but I have been in a fair bit of turmoil the last couple of weeks. So, Steve, you're right.
Mm.
You're right to have said
it's a tricky time.
Good luck.
Yeah, no, good.
But thank you.
Thank
lovely
you.
That you've had Molly and her friends, you know, with her school. I love that, you know.
Yeah. And we do welcome dads.
Oh, yeah. Please, Steve. And anytime.
Yes, any time. And we're happy to chat with dads. And
yes,
of course. Gary.
Please. I know.
We're not allowed to have a favourite dad, but probably Gary.
I know. The beans were awesome.
The beans were awesome.
Yes.
Gary's awesome. So, yes, we will.
Thank you, Steve. It has been a bit of a good luck. Bit of time. It's the truth, though.
It's
I mean,
truth.
Everyone, all
it's
of my friends
truth.
That have moved out of special school into adult services are, you know,
it's
feeling it. And then luckily I've got friends that are older, like Special Olympics that are in their early 20s, and I can see them doing okay, and I know that this will sort itself out. But it's new. And it's managing her little heart.
Yeah.
And I think what I realised, I was saying to someone the other day, like I used to be able to go to a teacher if I was worried about her mental health or anything like that, and they would help.
Yes.
And this makes me want to cry, but now I'm like, it's just totally up to us now.
Yes.
And that feels overwhelming after having 13 years of support systems.
Oh, school is, for all its problems, it is a safe place. And it's very
scary
to
think. For the majority it has
been. And I know there's bullying and all sorts of other things, but I mean, if it's working for you, it's somewhere that you're, so it's hugely tricky time.
So thank you, Steve. We know you were from Rolara and we had that awesome episode that Kate did with you because something was wrong with me that day. People go back and find that episode with Steve.
It was late last year.
Yeah, and Rolara is all about supporting adults with an intellectual disability.
And I'm going to come to that farm. Going to get there.
Oh,
we're going to have coffee.
They've invited us.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got an email. So we'll get onto that.
Yeah.
And
we'll
Steve knows all about adult services.
He
so
really does.
That's why
he was like, good luck. Listenable voice.
He does.
I think
he might need to do a podcast there, Steve.
Come
on, do one.
Do it.
That's what I would have been doing if Molly had have gone to the place she was meant to.
Yes.
Anyway,
get to
keep
that.
Going.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. This is Ash here.
Hi, Ash.
I'm a teacher, and I've called in a few times over the years, but this is just to let you know of some news that after working in mainstream for a really long time, I'm now making the switch to special education and have just this week started at a special school for people with autism. And it's come at a really sort of relevant time when there's a lot of conversation now about closing special schools. And I just have so many reflections now. One about transitioning from mainstream to special ed. When I was telling my colleagues at my previous school that I was moving to a special school, there were a number of them who didn't even know what a special school was.
What?
They were quite confused about the concept of a school for people with autism, and you know, some are making some really rectum comments about some of the students at the mainstream school, perhaps that the new school I was going to, I could take them with me. And that made me really bristle, because these are the educators that I've been trying to work with for, you know, the past 3 years that I've been at that school, to change their perspective and to become more inclusive and to learn how to differentiate practice. And then, you know, I'd get home in the evening and see on the news that they wanted to fully integrate schools. And I thought, oh, just teachers are not trained or aware or knowledgeable or skilled enough to make that even possible. And the setting that I'm going to now is so special. The community is so tight. The relationships with families are strong. The students are phenomenal young people with their own abilities and their own skills. And I'm so excited to be part of a place that will that really bends over backwards to try and bring out those abilities and strengthen them and set clear a path for their students to live a fulfilling life. And it just breaks my heart to think that maybe down the track that place won't exist. I really am worried that the students that I'm about to go and work with in this new role will really, really suffer in a mainstream environment. And I mean, some teachers are wonderful in mainstream. They're not all rectums. That has been a real source of my frustration over the last few years, that despite a lot of effort from me and my team to upskill and educate other colleagues about disability, those rectum attitudes still remain sometimes.
It's true.
So I'm so excited to be moving into special education and to be part of a special school. And I just really hope that I can get some good years out of this new workplace before there's any big shifts in the way that education looks. But
it'll be a while.
Yeah, I just wanted to share the news.
Oh, thanks, Ash. I'm so thrilled. I just, we need the best teachers in specialist schools.
Teacher with a capital P.
Yes.
You really, really are.
Yes. And I'm sure there will be some tricky days, but I know that the teachers that I have met through the specialist school system, they love their jobs, they love their kids.
Yeah.
And people, and they don't get the recognition enough.
No, they don't.
That their work, you know, at Molly's Year 12 graduation, the pride in those teachers.
Yes.
You know, the hugging, we're going to miss you. We want you to come back. We can't believe you're not coming back, Molly. We're just
Yes.
photos, hugs. They loved her.
Yeah.
Like, She wouldn't get that in another school.
No, no, no.
Her twin didn't get that.
No.
Not one teacher said, we're going to miss you.
Well, come and give us a hug. Come on.
They might have.
Yeah. But
you know, it's very, it's special.
Yeah. I am shocked that people don't know, because I don't know a single person that doesn't know there are special schools.
Yeah.
But anyway, there you go. Maybe that's the bubble that I live in.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But still, you know,
I know those teachers exist because I saw them, and they'd see me coming, and you could see them going, great, here we go.
Yeah.
This is going to be a hard family.
This is.
You know, and they can't hide it.
No, but the good ones, like the boys have had the best run of high school. It hasn't been without tears, but it's been amazing. And the good teachers are so good. Like you just feel like, I know you're exhausted. My best friend is a teacher and she's tired before the year's gone back. Like it's relentless, relentless, relentless. And I know we tease them about their holidays.
Yeah.
But they're exhausted by the end of it. So I just think those good ones that are putting in all that extra effort, you're legends.
Thank you. Keep going.
Yeah, keep going. And let us know how you're going.
Hello, Mandy and Kate. Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
I just needed to call in and let you know I'm late to the IGA party.
Yeah.
My nearest IGA is not my nearest supermarket, so that might explain why I haven't been there a whole lot.
Fair enough. They are expensive.
It is something I pass quite frequently, and it saved my bacon a couple of times recently.
Oh, yeah.
So Mum was over the other day and she agreed to look after my girls. I mean, she always looks after my girls, so let's just celebrate that for a second.
Yeah.
But I said, I've really just got to pop down to the shops and get this one thing. I'll be gone 15 minutes. Is that all right? Mum said, yeah, of course. Could you pick me up this one very particular ingredient that I need to make lunch? And I went, yeah, no worries. Well, about an hour and a half later, I had been to all sorts of places, but none of them the supermarket to get that one very particular ingredient.
It's sticky.
Mum texted me and she said, one of the girls is starting to get hungry. Any idea when you're coming home? And I went, oh, shit. I haven't bought that very specific ingredient. I thought, oh, you know, I've got to go to the shops. That's actually the other direction from where I've landed. But I do need to pass the IGA. And I wonder if such a tiny little IGA would have that very particular ingredient.
What do you know?
They have the good tortillas. Well,
they do.
I'll give it a whirl.
Can't get them at Woolies.
They do have.
And I went in, and you wouldn't believe it, for such a tiny shop, it did have that one very specific ingredient I needed. And it was amazing.
Got six times
the amount of it. And I managed to get home 5 minutes later and pretend like nothing had happened except for the fact that I'd been gone for an hour and a half.
Once we're out, we're out.
You know, I've been out again this afternoon and I'm just heading home and I thought, we don't have any tomatoes for dinner.
IGA.
I could go to the big supermarket. Of course, it's going to be cheaper because, you know, you do pay the IGA premium.
Yes, it's true.
But you know what? I'm going to IGA. And you know what? I reckon their produce is a little bit fresher than
it's good.
The other big two. Yep. So here I am joining the IGA party. Sorry I came late, but, you know, better late than never.
Yes,
love
it
you.
Is.
Bye.
Look, I've decided that the IGA is my self-care.
Yeah, well, that's right, because it's easy.
It's easy.
Yes.
I know it's too much money that I can't afford, but I'm like, in this moment, most of the checkout people I sort of know on some level, I know where everything is. They don't move stuff around very often. When they do, it is a riot.
Yep.
But I just like, I feel safe there.
Yeah. No, it's definitely part of my self-care.
And my IGA, you can literally park
out the front. Yeah, get the out front park at my one, I am just thinking I'm all the shit.
I know. Like, what a day.
I've got to go today, so I'm going to go do the 200 million Powerball.
Yes.
Right? Now, I'm not a gambler, but I maybe am one now. I did the 100 million. I did the 150 million.
Mandy's
and
left.
Now I'm going for the 200 million. But the thing is, I don't want 200 million.
That's too much.
I just want a million.
Just a million.
That would change my life.
I think 200 million would destroy your life.
I think so too. So and I want my sister to win it. So her life's destroyed and then she gives the money to me. I've already told her that. She said she'd give me money for a secondhand Corolla.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. Can we have fun with Apple CarPlay?
We've talked. Oh, yeah, that's all I want.
Just Apple CarPlay. It's not a lot.
Bluetooth in my car, imagine.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to try and win it. If I do win the 200 million, I'll give you some, Pete. Well, Annalise is like, I've already looked it up. You set
I'm
up a trust.
I'm editing that out because
why?
Imagine everyone. Maddie, the emails will be.
I'm not going to win. No. But she already looked it up. You get like a, you make a trustee and it just
yes,
pumps out. It out to the charities.
You can have a committee that sits. That is my dream job.
Well, you be on it.
I would love to be on that committee.
You're on the Mandy's 200 million.
I remember at church years ago, obviously I haven't been for years. I was about 23 or 24 and you had to go around in a circle and say, what you wanted to give the world. And all these people were like, I just wish I could go to Africa and blah, blah, blah. And this guy goes, I just want to be a philanthropic billionaire. Actually, good, what is my job?
I will be that. If you see me on Channel 7 News.
In her second anchor role.
At the IGA with the 200 million.
If she never sets foot in Aldi again. This is how her life will change.
I think 100 million would ruin your life too. I think 1 million.
Yeah, too much money.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But
anyway, I'm still going to enter because even I'm trying to say the girls, they're like, Mom, did you win the 100 million? I'm like, I'm not really a gambler. I didn't grow up gambling. No. I'm just kind of letting you know that I'm just doing because it's very unusual.
It is very unusual.
Have you checked it, Mum? Have you checked it? I'm like, oh, no.
For our overpeas, Australia doesn't have lotteries this big. I know America, you have the huge ones.
Oh, no.
But the thing that happens in Australia is you get the whole amount tax-free the day you – well, I don't know if it's the day you win, but like I know in other countries they drip feed it out to you.
Right.
But not in Australia. You get that whole –
if I'm not back next week –
like it's Kate. It's just Kate.
It's 1p in a podcast.
Oh, dear. Anyway, it's not going to happen. I am not even buying a ticket.
Aren't you?
Because I know that.
You don't want to win it.
I do. But my thing is 1 in 2 people are buying a ticket, right? So I think next week one of the little ones, like the 1 or 2 million, not many people will be buying because they've all bought for this and maybe I'll buy a ticket for that.
Okay.
So
That sounds good.
I don't even believe in woo-woo stuff, but I just think I used all my luck up on Buzz and Woody being born.
Yeah, well, probably.
I haven't had any good luck for 18 years. No, that's a lie. I've had a lot. But, you know, I just feel, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, my mum, very against gambling. Oh, yes. Seventh-day Adventists do not gamble.
Same with my mum and dad. But no way.
She is buying a ticket. I know. That's who. It's just, it's life-changing. Buying a ticket.
I know. Well, just imagine the good.
Oh, my mum would do only good.
Oh, yeah.
She'd still live on, you know, food.
Weed.
Yes, weed. She'd still be a weed mum. But that money would be far and wide.
Anyway, it's not happening. Mandy's not winning, but no. I am going back there today.
But it is a funny, it's that funny moment where you, there's not many things that I think, what would I do if this happened?
Oh, I dream about it all week.
But then, and then you're not even really disappointed when you don't win. She's like, well, I knew I wasn't going to win.
I know, but at least like, we'll buy a house in New York. We'll buy a house
New York.
In the Cotswolds. We'll buy a house down in Portsea. We'll have places scattered everywhere.
We will.
Somewhere Noosa.
Noosa. I just got to get away from it
exactly,
all.
Exactly, you know. So, we've already sorted it.
Yeah, it's a great dream.
But then, you know, then I thought, imagine I could buy Molly a house.
I know.
You know, that's what makes you crazy.
Well, this is.
Because you think, imagine, like that would truly change her life.
Oh, it would change
all
her life.
All of our lives.
My partner and I were talking about it and she was like, imagine we could like buy side-by-side terraces for the boys or something.
Yes.
And so straight away I'm like, you haven't been in my life that long, but you're already thinking.
Well, she is.
How could we,
you know. Right. How can we
and
make this
I'm
work?
Like, that's the different dream you have. When. Yes. And interestingly, my mum said, I just want all my children to not have a mortgage.
That's right.
So, you know,
imagine.
Like that mum parent thing.
Totally. That's why maybe I need 2 million then.
Maybe, I think you need 2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't, 200 or 100.
I just think I could knock my house down.
Yeah.
You know, that would be amazing.
And I would like to see you go through a rebuild, huge renovation.
Yeah.
I think it would be great.
I'm ready for the constant
TikTok up.
Very well.
It'll be better than the 9-month cruise. Just watching Mandy. But imagine being rich going, I've asked my designer.
I wouldn't even choose anything.
I don't have designers.
We
don't even know how to have that money.
Oh, no. Sorry.
We don't know. Anyway, this is a weird way to end episode. But I'm sure there's probably 1 in 2 of you.
I will not have won, so it's okay. Yeah,
have had this same fun conversation.
Yeah, well, I think when we think about it in the P context, it's that our
security.
Biggest fear is that our children will not have somewhere to live.
Yes.
And the reality is most of them don't. Or it's, you know, did you see Mariana Hope the other day on her Instagram talking about Vinny?
No.
And the housing and the independent housing and how it was just such a rot with the money. And I just thought, imagine if you could just buy them a house. And the support workers come in to help. That's where it comes from.
And I know I had very good friends. Mum and Dad had very good friends. So they And they were a bit older than mum and dad. They've passed away now, these people. But they had a son, very young. Their first son had Down syndrome. And so they were like 24 when their beautiful son was born. And they were middle class but worked very, very hard. And because it was so long ago, they were able to buy him a house. So he lived in that house for like 30 years while they were still alive.
Amazing.
And they'd go and visit and the support workers would come in and out. And I think he had like friends or something to help him but with rent. But it's just such a different market now that our children can't buy it. It's nice. I won't say can't, but it's very tricky to buy a house. So how even as just say we were middle class, which used to mean you could maybe get an investment property or whatever. It's it's out of reach now. Not us. And I'm not saying we want an investment property. I'm not going down that track. But I just mean it's it's very hard now.
Yeah. So the $200 million
$200 million
I'll buy you all a house for your child with a disability. Okay. I'll buy a suburb.
Mandy will have to a little
I'll buy a suburb. It'll be called Mandyville.
And all the streets will be Avonlea.
And Diana, Gilbert Avenue.
Raspberry cordial.
Imagine the good you could do.
Oh, the good. And that's what I love. When you talk to someone about winning it, I love the people that go, I would straight away would give to this.
Yes.
And then you're like, that's where their heart is.
Yes, that's
I love it. I just like hearing it. So I reckon there could be a whole podcast on
what you would,
you would do if you won $1 million, $3 million, $5 million. And just interview people about those different things.
Let's do it. That's a great idea.
God, I've got heaps of time.
Yeah. Okay, we will let you go.
We're going to let you go. Are we going to do our cry laugh difference?
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Cry difference laugh.
Gosh, you start. So, okay, what made you cry?
I'm going to wrap all mine up in one. I'm going to cheat, although I've got
That's okay. We've
done that before. I've got one other thing for my difference, and that is back to school. So I put on my personal Facebook that I've been doing back to school. This is my 25th year. I just have, like, my entire adult life I've been going to school.
Yes, you have.
I have.
It's a long time.
Yeah, a long time. And all those – I was thinking the night before because it's the night before back to school is shit. Right?
Yeah, and now it's two, but you did it with five.
I did it with five.
Yes.
Yep. And I just, is someone going to sit next to me in school? And you've got, every year it's the same tension, right?
Yes.
But also I'm like, every year of like, have you got your lunchbox? Have you? All these things that are such an integral part of my life.
Yes.
Like you're feeling weird having them too. But what am I going to be like next year?
Yeah.
Like, and I did write on my Facebook, I'm pretty sure I'll get delivered chicken and champagne, but it didn't happen. But I feel like it was like next year. An award for you survived this. But so I did cry.
Because all those little intricacies of all those precious people.
Yes, all of
every
them.
Year.
Yes.
Maybe you'd have to go and get shoes and how painstaking that was.
So hard to find shoes.
You know,
for
and
the
I
boys.
Just used to look at them all in their private school uniforms thinking, how did you iron them and ties?
I know.
You know?
How did
a
I?
Lot.
I know. It was a lot and, you know.
And all their feelings.
All of them and just all when all five of them were on the veranda and then four.
Yes.
And then this year we didn't have that house anymore.
That's right.
So I was crying about that. And,
yes.
But then I'm also just so grateful because you and I have beautiful friends along the way whose children didn't get to finish
that's
school.
That's right, exactly.
And, I know my privilege. I know that my twins survived. I know all those things. And so I feel that as well, like it's both of it.
Yeah.
So, that was it was a very emotional couple of days.
Yeah.
And the day itself. And
I just let myself feel it. Years where you probably didn't even know that they would make year 12.
No, I didn't.
And through the pandemic and all of that, you know,
and
to get them there.
This is a rectum thing. Don't say this. If you are just a regular, typical person who doesn't have children with any disabilities or additional needs, don't say to people, oh, you're going to bother letting them do year 12? Don't fucking say that to people, okay?
It's mean.
That's I'm not going to go into it, but don't say it.
Yeah.
Because everybody deserves
the right.
That's a
horrible thing to say.
Horrible thing to say.
And they deserve to finish with their cohort.
Yes.
No matter what path they choose.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
It's just, anyway, people say stupid stuff.
People don't say that when you're in a specialist school. They just don't say anything.
Yeah. They don't know what to say.
They don't know what to say. But, yeah.
Yeah, just don't say it. That's a little tip. That's my tip for the day. And the other thing, my make a difference and this is not IGA related, it's Woolies related. I have a new job that I work at a couple of days a week and we're right above a Woolies. Anyway, my boss is like, have you had the Woolies brioche hot cross buns? And I was like, no. And I love Baker's Delight, so I thought they're not, I'll say, okay, fine. They are
Amazing. Are they? They're so, so, so good. Like, I bought a packet from my friend Rachel.
Aldi has them too.
The brioche ones. Yep. Oh, okay. Yep. Well, I'll have a taste of
I'm just telling people.
Yeah, yeah. Because I saw only them. Go for these. Yes, they're right. At the front of Woolies. I go. And then my boss,
coming she'll be into like, some wicked hot cross buns.
She'll be like, I'm just going to get a packet. And then we just stand at the counter eating.
That's the best part.
Eating brioche buns. Oh, and yum. They're so yum. So let me know.
You've got to have some joy when you're working.
Oh, yeah. You've got to have some joy. Yes. So anyway, what about you, Mandy?
Well, there's a whole story I could go into, which I might do for another episode.
Yeah.
About Molly's start into adult services. But let's just say she started on a Monday and she finished that afternoon.
Yes.
And so I cried. I cried solid for about 3 days.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things about it that I will tell you about. And things have turned around. And I did the turnaround time within a week.
You really did.
And I got her into somewhere else, which she's happily gone to today. But she cried. I think what broke my heart is when she cried, actually. And she said, but I got new shoes and I got a new lunchbox and I got a Mikey. And I just thought, oh, you poor love, you've done everything we've asked of you.
Oh.
And this adult services has moved locations. And I'll just tell you, the location had like two sets of stairs for her to get up, or stairs and a half. And they're oh, we're putting in a lift. I was like, are you?
You know, it's just.
And they put their head office downstairs and put their participants upstairs.
I don't want to have to walk upstairs, man.
Sorry. I mean, it's just in the most outrageous. Horrendous location.
It really is.
And I chose it for its
it was in a good
fabulous location. Yeah. So I felt completely blindsided.
There was a multitude of things, though.
Yeah.
There was one on top of another.
Yeah.
And,
so it just, I felt so devastated because thought I had done all my due diligence.
You did.
And
you
then
did.
Also at the end of last year, Darren had an accident. We were finishing year 12 and I just dropped balls.
You didn't drop balls. Well, this is the thing. Someone else dropped these balls, Mandy. You don't have to blame yourself for this.
I know, but you feel like it. I just felt
you
devastated.
Didn't. And all the peas will back me on this. That place did a bad thing. And it's unusual that I'll come out and say, actually, they were wrong. But they were wrong.
Yeah.
They completely fucked up. Yep, and they fucked up adults' lives.
Yeah.
Adults who, I mean, how hard is it? I've said that I've started a new job. Hard.
Very hard
to go somewhere. I don't know anything. Yes, I don't know how to do this.
School.
It's so hard. I'm 50.
Courage up. Yeah.
She's doing this for the first time.
Yes.
And then it all gets I would have been devastated.
I was I felt really broken.
Yes.
After the holidays.
Yes.
Oh well,
yes.
I was sort of in the middle of them. Anyway.
Well, yeah.
Good luck to them. We're not going back.
As Steve says, good luck.
Good luck with your new location. I wrote to them. I said, this is catastrophic.
Yeah, good.
My sister's like, do they know who you are?
Do they know?
And I was like, no, and they don't care. And I'm not going to, who cares? They made that decision.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you know, it's a shame because the people and the workers, it's not their fault.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, it's management, obviously cost cutting. Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Anyway, I found her somewhere else, which she's very happy about.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you where it is, but gosh, I would love to.
Yes.
So, she went today.
Yes, good.
Yeah. So,
after all that.
Yeah.
Hell.
So my mega difference was Molly has gotten into jigsaws. She's always done puzzles.
Yes, yes.
But when we're in lockdown, she sort of really got into them. And we went to the doctor a little while ago and they said she's got 20/20 vision, which is.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got great. She's always been able to see stuff.
Ah.
So even if every other sense and part of her body can't do stuff, she can
she's
see.
Really, yeah,
she can
that's
see
amazing.
Stuff, weird stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, she loves puzzles. So I signed her up for the Australian Jigsaw Puzzle Association.
Yes.
And there are some great people there.
I can just imagine.
And so the Facebook page. Anyway, they had a competition. So we went. So we went with Annalise and Amy, our support worker, and the four of us did a speed puzzle.
Oh, I saw that. I was like.
2.5 hours. And it was so hard.
So hard. I think there's a part of my brain that can't do puzzles. I just see other people
well,
doing
them.
Well,
she can,
like,
and I'm not very good at it either.
No,
and Annalise and I pulled in and out. Amy was awesome.
Yeah.
But there was 30 tables, teams of four.
Oh,
and I tell you, I'm
pressure.
Just telling you because it was Neurodiverse Central.
Yes.
And so there was teams competition, then there was single competition. We met a friend there whose daughter has autism and she loves doing the puzzles, right? And she just does it in 45 minutes.
Wow.
500 pieces.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I just want you to know if your people are into puzzles.
Yeah.
This is an awesome association, and there's a Facebook page, and then the competition was the first one. They did it for a charity, so I think it was for Head Start.
Yep.
Anyway, we were like, we're fine. We probably won't finish.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
not competitive. And then halfway through, we were like, we're really shit. It was terrible. Yeah. And so we tried. tried really hard. I bought like snacks and we're just like chowing down on the M&Ms. Oh, I can't even put two pieces together.
No, I'm used. I am really bad at puzzles. I had a friend that was so good and I was like, how do you – I don't know whether I lack the concentration.
Yeah, I lack the concentration and I can come and go with her, but she can do it.
Yes, she can do it.
I think it takes her time.
Person. Yeah, but she still loves it.
She loves it and she started every known account. There's TikToks, there's really Instagrams. I'll tell you about it one day.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can follow her.
Yeah.
But she just tells me, I started this one. I started a YouTube. I'm like, what? Anyway, it's given her something to do. Awesome. And the jigsaw puzzle competition was very fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So good. If that's your jam, look out for them or join the – I think it's $75 to join the association. And they read out the winners last week, two people flying to Ravensburger in Germany.
Oh, where the puzzles are from. I know that name.
Yes. So that was one of the prizes. And I was like, imagine I won that. Oh, nah, someone else won it. But anyway, fabulous people. And I think it could be a place where some of our people.
Yes, yes.
Obviously with dexterity and hands, it's not for everyone. So Molly uses her one hand.
Yeah.
And my laugh, you did all of them.
Yeah.
My laugh was we drove past this big building in Bayswater, actually.
It's in Bayswater, which is a suburb in the outer east.
Yes,
of Melbourne.
And there's a big Siemens building, which is like, you know, the company. I don't know what Siemens do.
I've seen that building my whole life. She goes,
Siemens, that's where they make sperm. We laughed for ages. And I was like, I don't know. Do they make phones or?
I don't know. S-I-E-M-E-N-S. It's a massive
industrial building.
And if only we had a way of finding out.
So do you make sperm? Anyway, we've laughed about that. Now, I mean, probably everybody says that, but she'd never driven past it before. Yeah, so it was like, really funny. Yeah.
It's in an industrial area. So there's lots of factories. And it's a fancy one.
Oh, it is a fancy one.
You know, just this go-karts and while. Whatever, and then woo.
Yep.
Yep. And not far down from there on the left is a pink building.
Yes.
That you can pay for adult services.
Yes, so that's handy.
It's quite the road.
That's quite the road, all I will say on the matter.
That's right. Okay, we're done with that. Okay, thanks for listening.
Thank you. See you.
See you next week. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.